You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick with you. This weekend, Floyd Mayweather meets Manny Pacquiao in the ring for what's being billed as the most lucrative fight of all time. The fight is set for Las Vegas on Saturday night, and it's expected to bring in at least $300 million in revenue. Outside the ring and behind the scenes, a very different story is playing out. Here's Floyd Mayweather speaking to Rachel Nichols on CNN last September.
Everything has been allegations. Nothing has been proven, so, you know, that's life.
Well, I mean, the incident you went to jail for, the mother of your three children did show some bruising, a concussion when she went to the hospital. It was your own kids who called the police, gave them a detailed description of the abuse. There's been documentation.
Once again, no pictures, just hearsay and allegations. And I signed a plea bargain. So, once again, not true.
Floyd Mayweather is the highest-paid athlete in the world, but he also has a long rap sheet for domestic abuse. Undefeated in the ring and largely undefeated outside of it, Floyd Mayweather has been accused of seven separate assaults against five different women that led to citation or arrest. But that hasn't stopped boxing or promoters or sponsors or fans from still paying Mayweather astronomical amounts of money for his bouts. So how is it that while other athletes have lost their careers for violent abuse, Floyd Mayweather appears at least to have avoided real accountability, if not legal, at least in the eyes of the public? Louisa Thomas is a Grantland staff writer and editor and recently wrote an article titled "The Boxer and the Batterer," and she joins us now. Louisa, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
What you've done here in a long piece, I think, is put together the boxer Floyd Mayweather and the batterer Floyd Mayweather side by side, intermixed in the same column, so that boxing fans who just want to read about his prowess and his patience and talent as a boxer can no longer sort of separate and avoid the looming other issue that's at stake here.
That is what I tried to do. I mean, I was really struck by the dissonance that I found in pieces about Mayweather. You tended to find a scrutiny of his out-of-the-ring activities or his personality or things like that. And then you tended to find stories about what a legendary, pound-for-pound great he is. And I just sort of thought to myself, these almost don't seem like the same person. So I tried to explore that dissonance and see what it said about our culture and about sports, and I went from there.
What does it say, do you think, first of all, about the sport? In a way, boxing is like the NFL with Ray Rice. Before there was a public outcry, there was a mere two-game suspension and a slap on the wrist before things changed. Boxing fans and boxing as an institution don't seem to be terribly interested in holding Floyd Mayweather to account.
Well, that's true. There is one major difference between boxing and the NFL, which is that the NFL has much, much more control over its players. I mean, boxing is an individual sport. The money that it generates is very much linked to individual performance and individual promotion. And the Nevada Athletic Commission, for instance, doesn't have that much power over Mayweather. I mean, they have come under a lot of scrutiny and criticism. There was a really excellent ESPN Outside the Lines segment on this. In Mayweather's case, they went ahead and declared that they were not in the position of a court and that his defenses had gone through the penal system and they were just going to treat him as a boxer. Floyd Mayweather is certainly not the first boxer to have run-ins with the law or issues with domestic violence in particular. And there's a little bit of a kind of a shrug about it. One of my colleagues, Rafe Bartholomew, once wrote a great piece in which he kind of looked at this a little bit, and he said there's sort of a refrain in boxing. You know, you say, well, that's boxing, and it's always had ties to the mob, to the very high and the very low. I mean, it's always had a seedy glamour.
So the governing structure of boxing, such as it is not as institutionalized or as powerful as football. On the other hand, Louisa, the viewers of boxing have the power of their pocketbook. They could refuse to watch. There's lots of ancillary money that gets made around a fight like this beyond just the pay-per-view revenue. So part of the question is why people haven't called more strongly for boycotts of Mayweather fights. Keith Olbermann on ESPN certainly did. Advertisers aren't fleeing. Companies with which he has endorsement deals aren't fleeing. And certainly people are buying tickets.
Absolutely. I mean, the resale tickets, the value of resale tickets right now and for this fight are just mind-boggling. There are millions of people who are going to pay $100 for pay-per-view, and that money is what has caused this purse to balloon. I mean, Floyd Mayweather is going to walk away with a sum of money that is going to make him yet again the richest athlete in the world. And none of the allegations, none of the arrests, none of the citations have really touched him. And when he's in the ring, I don't think we should forget that. I think that we need to be talking about that much more than we are now. But I think even within the boxing community, there needs to be a much more robust discussion about what this person has been allowed to get away with without any really serious repercussions. I mean, he has served jail time, but anyone who saw the Outside the Lines segment and saw how he responded to John Barr's questioning him on domestic violence, the question wasn't even real.
In your case, there's been actual convictions and no governing body has ever suspended you or sanctioned you. What message do you think that sends victims of domestic violence?
I say I want everybody to tune in May 2nd. Mayweather versus Pacquiao. This is a fight that you can't miss.
I mean, it was chilling.
He seems to be allowed the space to get away with that kind of response.
Exactly.
You know, Louisa Thomas, Muhammad Ali was barred from fighting at all, could not get a boxing license because he protested the war in Vietnam and refused to fight. Floyd Mayweather gives interviews like that, has a record at least 7 counts long, and is held to no account. I can't help but notice those two things together.
It's pretty stunning what Mayweather has been allowed to get away with without ever really being hurt by it is just astonishing. And there's just so much money involved and for so many people, and it's hard not to draw pretty direct connections between those things. And so it is chilling, and I really hope that people stop and think about what they're watching and who they're watching and, you know, what goes on. And obviously this is a much bigger issue than Floyd Mayweather. This is an issue that touches people in all professions and all states and all, you know, economic classes. But the fact that someone with so much visibility, you know, and so much money has been able to get away with this doesn't say very good things about how we're treating this issue.
Louisa Thomas, staff writer and editor at Grantland. You can read her piece, The Boxer and the Batterer, on Grantland.com. Louisa, thank you.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.